Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Split Rock Lighthouse on Lake Superior turns 100 this year. It started operation on July 31st of 1910, but it was actually supposed to start the next day. Here's Terry Tobey, Split Rock's program manager.
The head keeper jumped the gun and started the lighthouse in operation a day ahead of time. So he was here all alone on the very first night, and he had to stay up all night and keep it in operation himself.
Despite that rough start, Split Rock was a fully operational lighthouse for a good decade before things started to change.
There was always a trickle of visitors, but in 1924 is when the actual highway was constructed this far north, and then people started to come up here in droves, and then they would be literally bothered by too many tourists. And so the question was, what was practical? Should they keep cleaning the lighthouse and the lens, or should they stop every time a tourist showed up?
Balancing lighthouse duties with hospitality wasn't easy, but after 1969, the keepers no longer had to worry about operations.
Coast Guard determined that it was no longer necessary, and that they probably ran it a few more years beyond what they should have because it was so popular with tourists and with visitors.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.